Now, this week, I believe that you're going to be talking about a famous pathologist, Margaret. So what's all this about? Tell me.
Yeah, indeed, Scott. This is a pathologist, a man named Francis Edward Camps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Francis Edward Camps was very famous in his day, and he had a strong Essex connection, lived and worked in Essex at Chelmsford and Essex Hospital. On at least one occasion, we believe he worked at the hospital, left and subsequently came back.
What sort of year are we talking about here?
He was born in 1905, qualified in medicine at Guy's Hospital, and began his pathology work. Initially, he was a hospital doctor. Began his pathology and forensic science involvement around about 1930-ish. So we're going back to the 1930s. He died in 1972. Of course, he'd been retired from practice for some time.
Yeah.
But yes, he was, as I say, he started out as an ordinary hospital doctor, moved into the forensic side, and that's where he really made his name. He came to prominence in the news and the media when he was involved in doing postmortems for the John Christie murders.
Oh, right.
That you'll probably remember reading about.
I do.
10 Rillington Place.
Yes.
He was involved in several of the postmortems on the murdered women that Christie had murdered. And it was said that Camp's evidence and Camp's very detailed pathology reports were partially responsible for Christie's conviction. So he came to the news that way, was still working at Chelmsford and Essex Hospital, also working in London for the pathology service. Quite a colourful man. Apparently he had three wives.
Not
all
together.
At the same time, I hasten to add, no, at different times. And was certainly very involved in writing papers and lecturing and training the upcoming generation of pathologists and forensic science investigators. So made quite a name for himself. Died in 1972. And here's a macabre twist to the story of Francis Edward Camps. His own postmortem took place in Chelmsford and Essex Hospital, in the room where he'd done most of his own work.
Oh, right. So he ended up in the same place he used to work in.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly.
All right. Thanks very much indeed for that. That's a nice note to end on. Are you keeping to that sort of theme next week?
Yeah, I'm afraid I am.
Oh, dear. What's the subject then?
Well, next week we're going to be talking about violet powder.
Violet powder. Right. We'll keep in suspense and find out what that is next week. Thank you very much indeed,
Thanks,
Margaret.
Scott.